What's it doing on a Monday? Should this be on a different day, say a Sunday? The idea of moving it was on the agenda in recent years. Doesn't look like anything's happening. Belfast City Council have told the Dolan Show there are no current plans to move the marathon to a Sunday. Supporters of a Sunday race say it would cut down disruption in and around the city. It would help tourism. Opponents say change isn't needed. It would be unfair on churchgoers if it happened. Andrea McVeigh, travel writer, journalist. Morning to you, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Jim Rogers, Belfast Ulster Unionist Party councillor and a little bit of a potbelly himself. Good morning to you, Jim.
How dare you say that, Stephen? Good morning, Stephen.
What do you
think
of this?
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Jim.
What do you think of this being moved, Andrea?
Well, it should totally be moved. I don't know why it was ever on a Monday for a start. I imagine traditionally it was for religious reasons, maybe. I mean, we're the only ones basically who have it on a Monday. In Toronto, California, New York and London, the marathon's on a Sunday. Having it on a Monday leads to traffic chaos, and it may be a public holiday, but a lot of people are still out and about in their cars. A lot of people are travelling out of the city. So there's road closures, there's delays on road, there's traffic chaos. It's annoying to people who live here, but there's also an annoyance to tourists as well who are coming over here maybe for a long weekend. So also, if it's on a Sunday, that means people have a day to recover on a Monday, which means then that they can go back to work on Tuesday. And if it's on a Sunday, it means that runners can bring their families along, make a week of it, boost tourism. People who are here maybe coming over to Northern Ireland might come over for the marathon, but they may also come over and then stay for the marathon and watch it that way. So it should absolutely be moved to a Sunday.
Jim?
Well, I'm very much opposed to that, not on religious grounds, on the basis that Belfast is not the only city in the world that has a marathon on Monday. There's a number of other cities. And if you listen to the organisers over the weekend, they've been telling us that more people are taking part this year than any other year since the marathon started over 30 years ago. Now, there's very little traffic disruption. For example, the front of the City Hall, traffic's held up between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock this morning. After that, the traffic flows freely. The marathon goes to every part of the city, so there's no holding up of traffic. That's been one of the complaints that the organisers have been putting forward. The traffic's still allowed to flow. There may be the odd lane closed, but very little traffic disruption. And it was a former chief constable of the police who raised this issue, wanting it brought forward from the Monday to the Sunday on the grounds that it was costing the police too much to marshal it. If you look at the police numbers now who are out on the streets today, you will find they have been cut back considerably. The Belfast City Marathon Committee, which comprises quite a number of organisations and groups, they have a stewarding firm in as well as some volunteers, and they do a splendid job. So why try and fix it when it is not broken?
And
it's highly successful,
and
if you start changing the day, it's a bit like a company. I know some large companies who changed their name. It was the worst thing they ever done. So why do you change the day of the marathon whenever it's so successful? Would it make it any better?
Yes, no, it could make it better.
Opinion.
You're saying that there's record numbers this year, but if it was on a Sunday, it could be even more successful and more people could enter. And what about the argument that if people are running on a Monday, then everybody's supposed to go back to work on a Tuesday and half of them can't? Not only you're talking about road disruption, I had to get to the airport last year on marathon day. Well, I had to get my brother to give us a lift to make sure we got there. We had to leave the house about 45 minutes earlier just to make sure that we weren't caught up in any traffic. And you're saying about the majority of runners leaving within an hour. We all know that there's loads of stragglers, and in fact it's the amateur runners who really make the marathon, who are so good at it, who are raising money for charity, that really get public support, and they're not the fastest runners always. So, you know, there's a lot of disruption in terms of traffic, and good on all those people. I think the marathon's a wonderful thing. I think it would be even more wonderful if it was on a Sunday.